Coach, tonight you got to take on a Boomer team, a team that you beat 35-0 a year ago. They lost their opening game 30-7 to El Reno. Garden City, of course, losing their opening game at the new facility, new field, 42-7 to Bixby, Oklahoma. Well, now you got to take on another Sooner State team this week. But, Coach, as you reflected about the loss and the Calvary kids played, give us some thoughts about that, how you've reflected on that and the work this week.
Well, I think that, you know, the kids have really been working hard. They've come to work all week ready to go and understand that we made a lot of mistakes. The good thing is that they're fixable mistakes. There are sometimes when you watch film and you wonder how you're ever going to fix those. But there are a lot of things that when we watch the film that there were mistakes that, you know, I think are very fixable. And that's the encouraging thing. And, you know, we're trying to, you know, get that done. Most teams make their biggest strides between week one and week two. And we're hoping to that that's true for us as well.
Well, exactly. And, of course, the thing that we've been talking about since the preseason scrimmages that you've had, that you do have a talented bunch of young guys, and the inexperience is a real factor here, and that really came to light, I guess, last Friday. But looking at that, these guys are resilient. They're going to step back up. I had a nice visit with Coach Service here just the other day and talking about their team, and he really felt like the Woodward Boomers were the better team against El Reno. They were the same kind of situation. They lost a lot from last year. Some young players, but they made a lot of mistakes too as well. As you look at this ball game tonight and both teams trying to rebound from that, how do you view the Boomers?
Well, I saw a lot of the same things, you know. I'm sure as he told you that they gave a punt return for a touchdown. They had a interception return for a touchdown. And they turned the ball over a couple other times to give El Reno short field. So and they also got to the one-yard line right before half, and time ran out on them. So, you know, they had a lot of positives in their game as well, and a lot of mistakes there that are fixable and, come with, you know, inexperienced as well as ours. And so, you know, I can definitely sympathize with them and understand. And so, you know, the 30-7 score, as much as the 42-7 score for us, I don't think really indicated the real separation in the two teams. It just shows you what happens when you turn the ball over and you get some inexperience out there. So, you know, I'm looking for our kids to come out tonight and be ready to play. And we've had a good week of practice. It's been focused. It's been a little bit more intense, but that's what happens when you have to have that taste in your mouth for a whole week.
Exactly, it does. You mentioned that on the Buffalo Stampede show earlier in the week, the fact that, you know, football teams have to wait a whole week to get that taste out of their mouth, and sometimes the practices certainly do become much more intense. Another aspect of the game that we talked about on the Buffalo Stampede show was the punting game, and you're really not satisfied with the way that went. Mitchell Hernandez, brand new punter on this year, and, inexperienced as well. Some thoughts about how that's coming along this week?
Well, it's really just confidence, really. He's got to be able to get his drop down and go through the process. And, you know, it's definitely just like playing quarterback. You know, we can put heat on him and things like that in practice, but there's just a difference when it comes into the game when you're sitting back there in that pocket. And, you know, you got to do everything right. You got to catch it, you got to drop it, and you got to make great contact. And he was really just doing two of the three and, you know, wasn't making great contact. So, you know, it's been something that we've been working with, and, I think we look forward to him doing a good job tonight.
You talked about your running backs. It's running back by committee. Have you made any changes there this week?
Well, we're going to get some other kids some looks as well. We know that we can't get Brady that many snaps. You know, I mean, he plays a lot of other special teams. He's playing every down on defense. And so it's more of a factor that we've got to keep him fresh. I mean, it's a long season. 9 games is a long season, and you can't have – one guy taking all that beating, you know, on defense and at running back. So you'll see a few more guys get some touches tonight, and hopefully we can start to get some inexperienced guys some more reps, and they'll be able to start coming through. And you know, hopefully after a while, in a few weeks, one will emerge as somebody that we can continue to trust.